Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Bio. I bring you Wombats and Music on Monday nights at 7, Saturdays at 1. We're coming to you from Emory and Henry College, WEHC, FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I love. And I only play things I love, and occasionally I throw in something oddball, like a reading, a joke, or a story, and I call those oddball things wombats. And that's where I get the title, Wombats and Music, and I have a wombat planned for tonight. However, we're going to start with the song I ended the last show. I didn't get to finish it. It's one of my favorite songs, as they all are. It's by Charlie Pride. It's called I Don't Think She's in Love Anymore.
Well, I came in late again last night. Really, it was this morning. I had my alibi for down pat. I was gonna be charming, but the locks were all changed. I was stuck outside with a key that no longer fit. There was a note on the door that said adios, sayonara, goodbye, this is it. I don't think she's in love anymore. She's hanging up a telephone and locking her door. I don't think she wants to hear any more of my life. I don't think she's in love anymore. She's not buying my life like before. The only thing she wants out of me now is goodbye. So I went down to a phone booth, almost down to cry, all ready to spill. See, she's tired of my lying. Well, I was all ready to beg and plead and to turn over a brand new leaf. But the second she heard it was me on the line, I heard click, she hung up on me. I don't think she's in love anymore. She's hanging up a telephone and locking a door. I don't think she wants to hear any more of my life. I don't think she's in love anymore. She's not buying my life like before. The only thing she wants out of me now is goodbye. I don't think she's in love anymore. She's hanging up a telephone and knocking the door. I don't think she wants to hear any more of my old, yeah. I don't think she's in love anymore. She's not buying my life like before.
That was I Don't Think She's in Love Anymore by Charlie Pride. Well, the next song is by Doc Watson and Clarence Ashley, both from this part of the world, North Carolina and this part of Virginia. Doc Watson just died a couple of years ago. One of my favorite singers. I sing a lot of the songs he sang. His voice is in my range, which helps. And he and Clarence Ashley do some fantastic things together. This is a traditional song called the Crawdad Song, and one of my favorites to sing. It's a good chorus song, lots of fun. So this is Doc Watson, Clarence Ashley with the Crawdad Song.
You get a line and I'll get a pole, honey. You get a line and I'll get a pole, babe. You get a line and I'll get a pole. We'll go down to the crawdad hole, honey. Hey, be mine. Sit on the bank till my feet got cold, honey.
Why don't you put your shoes on, boy?
Sit on the bank till my feet got cold, babe.
Sat on the back and my feet got cold in the socks and you crawled that jump nap hole, honey. Baby mine, you get a line and I'll get a pole, honey. You get a line and I'll get a pole, babe. You get a line and I'll get a pole. We'll go down till we crawl that hole, honey. Baby mine. Now yonder come a man with a sack on his back.
What's he got in that sack, boy?
Yonder come a man with a sack on his back, babe.
Great big sack.
Yonder come a man with a sack on his back, and he's got no crawl that sneaky pack, honey. Baby mine, you get a line and I'll get a pole, honey. You get a line and I'll get a pole, babe. You get a line and I'll get a pole. We'll go down to the crawl that hole, honey. Baby mine. Now he fell down and he busted that sack.
Oh, wasted the day's work.
He fell down and he busted that sack, babe.
Oh, busted all pieces.
He fell down and he busted that sack, and the socks he crawled that back and back. Oh, honey, baby mine, you get a line and I'll get a pole, honey. You get a line and I'll get a pole, babe. You get a line and I'll get a pole. We'll go down to the car that hole, honey, baby. Say to the Drake, honey.
No, no, tell me, son.
What did he end up say to the Drake, babe?
Quack, I guess.
What did he end up say to the Drake? Well, ain't no crawdads in that lake, honey. Baby mine,
they're all gone.
You get a line and I'll get a pole, honey. You get a line and I'll get a pole, babe. You get a line and I'll get a pole. We'll go down to the crawdad hole, honey. Baby mine.
That was the Crawdad Song by Doc Watson and Clarence Ashley. Well, when this show is being recorded, Christmas season has just passed, though you may be hearing it at some future date. And I heard a lot of Christmas songs, and this one came up along the way. This is O Little Town of Bethlehem, but it's a slightly different arrangement, and I thought it was fascinating. Just a lot more ornamentation on the voice, and a beautiful voice. It's from the Christmas Revels, a show that puts on in Boston and New York every Christmas. It's on Broadway, but it's uptown around 96th Street at Symphony Space, a small kind of volunteer theater. Anyway, this is from their album. And so this is O Little Town of Bethlehem, as sung in the Christmas Revels in Boston one year.
O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark streets shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight.
How silently, how silently the wondrous gift is given. So God imparts to human hearts the blessings of his birth.
That was "O Little Town of Bethlehem," a slightly different version, I think, from the Christmas Revels. Well, now we're going back to some country music. This is Tanya Tucker. It's Tanya Tucker and another guy. I'll have to get his name. And they're singing, "I Won't Take Less Than Your Love." And that's not a bad thing to ask for.
"How much do I owe you?" said the husband to his wife, "for standing beside me through the hard years of my life. Shall I bring you diamonds? Shall I buy you furs? Say the word and it's yours." And his wife said, "I won't take less than your love, sweet love. No, I won't take less than your love. All the riches of the world can never be enough, and I won't take less than your love."
"How much do I owe you?" to the mother said the son, "for all that you taught me in the days when I was young. Shall I bring expensive blankets to cast upon your bed, and a pillow for to rest your weary head?" And the mother said, "I won't take less than your love, sweet love. No, I won't take less than your love. All the comforts of the world could never be enough, and I won't take less than your love."
"How much do I owe you?" said the man to his Lord, "for giving me this day and every day that's gone before. Shall I build a temple? Shall I make a sacrifice? Tell me, Lord, and I'll pay the price." And the Lord said, "I won't take less than your love, sweet love. No, I won't take less than your love. All the treasures of the world could never be enough, and I won't take less than your love. I won't take less than your love, sweet love. No, I won't take less than your love. All the treasures of the world can never be enough, and I won't take less than your love. No, I won't take less than your love."
"I Won't Take Less Than Your Love." And the two men singing with Tanya Tucker were Paul Davies and Paul Overstreet. Next up is "A Ghost in This House." This was originally recorded in 1990 by a group called Shenandoah, and then a cover was done by Alison Krauss, and both versions were fantastic. This is the Alison Krauss version, "A Ghost in Your House." And to say that it's haunting, I guess, is a little redundant. It's not real clear exactly what's happened, except there's a broken heart in here, and definitely a Levy, you know, Levers and Levy, somebody got left, and they're singing about being a ghost in their own house, I think.
"I don't pick up the mail, I don't pick up the phone, I don't answer the door. Soon be alone. place up. I just keep the lights down. I don't live in these rooms. I just rattled around.
I'm just a ghost in this house. Just a shadow upon these walls. As quietly as a mouse, I haunt these halls. I'm just a whisper of smoke. I'm all that's left of two hearts on fire. Once burned out of control, you took my body and soul. I'm just a ghost in this house.
I don't care if it rains, I don't care if it's clean, I don't staying near. There's another ghost here. He sits down in your chair.
Just a ghost in this house. I'm just a shadow upon these walls. I'm living proof of the damage heartbreak does. I'm just a whisper. Left of two hearts on fire. Then once burned out of control, you took my body and soul. I'm just a ghost in this house. Then once burned out of control, you took my body and soul. I'm just a ghost in.
Ghost in This House by Alison Krauss. Well, now we're back to another Christmas song. This one you may have heard. It's fairly popular, although it's a strange thing. It's called Rio Rio Chiu, and it's from the 16th century, written in Spain. They're not quite sure who wrote it. There's one author attributed to it, but it's also called anonymous. But definitely from the 16th century. And it's got a particular rhythm, which has a name in the Spanish tradition. I'm not going to bother you with that. But this is Rio Rio Chiu, and I like it because of the unique rhythm. It just has a funny, strange, different. It's not like things in our society. So here's this wonderful Christmas piece. Although what makes it Christmas, I have no idea. It's just a wonderful piece with a great rhythm.
Rio, Rio, Chiu, la guarda ribera, Dios guardo el lobo de nuestra cordera. Dios guardo el lobo de nuestra cordera.
Rio, Rio, Chiu, la guarda ribera, Dios guardo el lobo de nuestra cordera. Dios guardo el lobo de nuestra cordera.
El lobo rabioso la quiso morder, mas Dios poderoso la supo defender. chi sole hacer que no pudiese pecar, ni ama original esta virgen no tuviera.
Río, río, chiu, la guarda ribera, Dios guardó el lobo de nuestra caldera. Dios guardó el lobo de nuestra caldera.
Este que es nacido es el gran monarca, Cristo patriarca de carne vestido, a nos redimido con se hacer chiquito, aunque el infinito finito se hiciera.
Río, río, chino, la guarda ribera, Dios guardó el lobo de nuestra caldera. Dios guardó el lobo de nuestra caldera.
Muchas profecías lo han profetizado, y aún en nuestros días lo hemos alcanzado. A Dios humanado vivos en el suelo, y al hombre en el cielo porque le quisiera.
Río, río, chino, la guarda ribera, Dios guardó el lobo de nuestra caldera. Dios guardó el lobo de nuestra caldera.
Yo vi mil gazones que andaban cantando, por aquí volando, haciendo mil sones, diciendo a gascones, gloria se en el suelo, y paz en el suelo, pues Jesús naciera.
Río, río, chino, la guarda ribera, Dios guardó el lobo de nuestra caldera. Dios guardó el lobo de nuestra caldera. Río, río, chino, la guarda ribera, Dios guardó el lobo de nuestra caldera.
Rio, Rio, Chiu. There's a peppy thing. Next up is an artist I've never played on this show before, Gina Forsythe. Ran across this song by her called The Promised Land. And she is known as one of the best Cajun fiddlers in Louisiana, which is no small claim to fame. I'll read a little bit of her biography so you know who she is. Born in Florida and raised in Alabama, Gina grew up on hymns, country songs, and old-time fiddle tunes. In the mid-1980s, she moved to New Orleans to study classical and jazz violin at Loyola University and quickly developed an irrevocable passion for Cajun music. So I didn't know that she was a fiddler, and I've been listening to her voice in this Promised Land. I think it's a wonderful hymn. I like it a lot. But I wonder if there's some fiddle in it now, and I'm looking forward to finding out. So join me to listen to Gina Forsythe singing Promised Land.
Oh, who will come and go with me? And we will sail the raging sea. Yeah, we will sail for the west country, in the fields of the golden apple trees. Oh, sit right back and I'll tell tales all about the brave ones who set sail before the big jet planes and the cable TVs, before the days of the gated communities. Oh, oh, the promised land, on Jordan's stormy banks I stand and cast a wishful ay-ay-oh, and cast a wishful ay-ay-oh. They found a land of milk and honey in fields of someone else's money. Will the grandkids finally got the milk and the honey? Now their kids just say, show me the money. When I was a kid, my American dream was to be the little angel at the top of the tree, where the bells would ring and the choir would sing, and the congregation would all join in. Oh, oh, the promise In the first part of the century, my grandparents sailed the raging sea and cast their eyes for the West Country and dreamed of the golden apple trees. But things got bad in 33, and my grandpa sailed back for the old country. Yeah, he left my mama and the family in a backyard full of apple trees. And my grandma died when I was 3, and her sweet face I never did see. In a two-story house in a northern city, yeah, she sailed away for the next journey. Oh, oh, the promised land on Jordan's stormy banks I stand and cast a wishful eye-eye-oh, and cast a wishful eye-eye-oh to Canaan's fair and happy land, where my possessions lie-eye-oh, where I can read my title clear and wipe my weeping eye, and wipe my weeping eye, and wipe my weeping eye.
That was Gina Forsyth singing Promised Land, and I didn't hear any fiddle in there. I did hear what sounded like a concertina, but no fiddle. She's also a very good guitar player, so that was in there. Well, it's time for my wombat. Wombat time. This is from the book Cat's Cradle by Kurt Vonnegut. And I won't give you the full story, but they have a made-up religion in there that everyone follows and know that it's made up. And this is the prayer for the dying. When someone dies, this prayer is said. And it's said with the dying person, the priest, or whatever you want to call him, shaman, will say a line, then the man will repeat it back. So it starts off, and it says, God made mud. So the priest would say, God made mud. The dying man would say, God made mud, or dying woman. But I'm just going to read it to you. And I would sort of like to have this done at my funeral service, although some people don't care for it much, and that may limit this. Anyway, I get a kick out of it. God made mud. God got lonesome. So God said to some of the mud, sit up. See all I've made, said God, the hills, the sea, the sky, the stars. And I was some of the mud that got to sit up and look around. Lucky me, lucky mud. I, mud, sat up and saw what a nice job God had done. Nice going, God. Nobody but you could have done it, God. I certainly couldn't have. I feel very unimportant compared to you. The only way I can feel the least bit important is to think of all the mud that didn't even get to sit up and look around. I got so much, and most mud got so little. Thank you for the honor. Now mud lies down again and goes to sleep. What memories for mud to have. What interesting other kinds of sitting up mud I met. I loved everything I saw. Good night. That was Prayer for the Dying from Cat's Cradle by Kurt Vonnegut. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and this is your host, Harry Baia. Wombats and Music comes to you on Monday nights at 7 from WEHC. That's Emory and Henry's College and Community Station at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. And there's a replay again on Saturdays at 1. And Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I love and an occasional wombat, like the Cat's Cradle, which I just read. And it's my joy each week to do this. Well, now we're going to change a little bit. The following song is called Richmond is a Hard Road to Travel. And it's based on a traditional song called Hard Road to Travel, but verses are written for the Civil War. And a friend of mine, Judy Cook, who's a good singer and has done some records, recorded this version, and I like it. The story is that the Yankee troops, the Northern forces during the Civil War, were trying to take Richmond, and they had a dickens of a time. But apparently, I infer, and I've read a little bit, six different generals were sent down to capture Richmond, and each one failed miserably, sometimes with huge losses. Now, they did eventually capture Richmond, but this story tells the attempts prior to the success. So it's called Richmond is a Hard Road to Travel, and it's sung by Judy Cook.
Would you like to hear my song? I'm afraid it's rather long. Of the famous road to Richmond, double trouble. Of the half a dozen trips, and the half a dozen slips, and the very latest bursting of the bubble. It's pretty hard to sing, and like a rolling ring, it's a dreadful knotty puzzle to unravel. Though all the papers swore when we reached Virginia shore that Richmond is a hard road to travel. And then haul off your overcoat and roll up your sleeves. Richmond is a hard road to travel. Haul off your overcoat and roll up your sleeves. Richmond is a hard road to travel, I believe. First McDowell, bright and gay, set forth the shortest way by Manassas in the pleasant summer weather. But unfortunately ran on a stonewall, foolish man. He had a rocky journey altogether. He found it rather hard to ride over Beauregard, and Johnston proved a deuce of a bother. It was clear beyond a doubt that he didn't like the route, and a second time he'd have to find another. Then haul off your overcoat and roll up your sleeves. Manassas is a hard road to travel. Manassas gave us fits, and Bull Run made us grieve, and Richmond is a hard road to travel, I believe. Next came the woolly horse with an overwhelming force to march down to Richmond by the valley. But he couldn't find the road, and his onward motion showed his campaigning was no more than shilly-shally. And Commissary Banks with his motley foreign ranks kicking up a great noise, fuss and flurry, left the whole of his supplies, and with tears in his eyes from Stonewall ran away in a hurry. Then haul off your overcoat and roll up your sleeves. The valley is a hard road to travel. The valley wouldn't do, and we all had to leave. And Richmond is a hard road to travel, I believe. Then the great Galena came with her portholes all aflame, and the Monitor, that famous naval wonder. But the guns at Drury's Bluff showed them speedily enough the loudest sort of regular rebel thunder. The Galena was astonished, the Monitor admonished, our patent shot and shells were mocked at, while the dreadful Naugatuck, by the hardest kind of luck, was knocked into a regular cocked hat. Then haul off your overcoat and roll up your sleeves, James River is a hard road to travel. The gunboats gave it up in terror and despair, and Richmond is a hard road to travel, I declare. Well, McClellan followed soon with both spade and balloon to try the peninsular approaches. But one and all agreed that his best rate of speed was no faster than the slowest of slow coaches. And instead of easy ground at Williamsburg, he found a long street indeed and nothing shorter. And it put him in the dumps that spades wasn't trumps and the hills he couldn't level as he order. Then haul off your overcoat and roll up your sleeves. Longstreet is a hard road to travel. Put down the shovel and throw away the spade, and Richmond is a hard road to travel, I'm afraid. Then Lincoln said to Pope, you can make the trip a hope. I will save the universal Yankee nation. To make sure of no defeat, I'll leave no lines of retreat, and I'll issue a famous proclamation. But that same dreadful Jackson, that fella laid his wax on, which made him by compulsion a seceder. And Pope took rapid flight in the middle of the night. 'Twas his very last appearance as a leader. And then haul off your overcoat and roll up your sleeves. Stonewall is a hard road to travel. He did his very best, but was evidently sold. And Richmond is a hard road to travel, I am told. Last of all, the brave Burnside with his pontoon bridges tried a road no one had thought of before him. With 200,000 men for the rebel slaughter pen and the blessed Union banner waving o'er him. But he met a fire like hell of canister and shell. The troops were mowed down with great slaughter. 'Twas a dreadful sight to view that second Waterloo. Why, the river ran with more blood than water. Then haul off your overcoat and roll up your sleeves. Rappahannock is a hard road to travel. Burns had gotten to a trap which caused him to grieve. Richmond is a hard road to travel, I believe. We are very much perplexed to know who is the next to command the next Richmond expedition. But the capital must blaze, and that in 90 days, and Jeff and his men be sent to perdition. We'll take the cursed town, then we'll burn it down. We'll plunder and hang up each cursed rebel. Though the contraband was right when he said they would fight, those rebels, they fight like the devil. And then haul off your overcoat and roll up your sleeves. Richmond is a hard road to travel. Haul off your overcoat and roll up your sleeves. Richmond is a hard road to travel, I believe, yes. Haul off your overcoat and roll up your sleeves. Richmond is a hard road to travel. Haul off your overcoat and roll up your sleeves. Richmond is a hard road to travel, I believe.
That was Richmond is a Hard Road to Travel, sung by Judy Cook. A whole history lesson right there. Next up is, that was from Virginia, of course, Richmond. Now, here's another Richmond story. This is a song called Lafayette by the Crooked Road Ramblers. And the Crooked Road Ramblers were founded by Kilby Spencer from White Top. And Martha Spencer was a student here when I started work here in 2004. And she had a cousin. Both of them were from White Top and made wonderful music. And there's some other people that they were influenced by. Albert Hash, who I had met from up around White Top. So this music is definitely based on this region, Southwest Virginia. And the Crooked Road is a PR campaign identifying points in Virginia that have traditional music. And we're trying to get Emory Henry on the Crooked Road, but it's not going to happen anytime soon, I don't think. Anyway, so this is the Crooked Road Ramblers, and the name of the song is Lafayette, which I think is a traditional fiddle tune. So here we go. Lafayette by the Crooked Road Ramblers. Now we're going to something from 1963. This is Don't Think Twice, It's All Right, sung by Peter, Paul, and Mary. It's a big hit for them. The song was written by Bob Dylan and gives you some idea of the power of Bob Dylan's songwriting ability. He sang the song. Others have made the song. Waylon Jennings did a version, but this is the version I first heard and probably my favorite. I haven't heard all of them. There's so many. But Don't Think Twice, It's All Right.
Mm-hmm. It ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe. It don't matter anyhow. And it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe, if you don't know by now. When the rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm traveling on. Don't think twice, it's all right. It ain't no use in turning on your light, babe. It ain't no use in turning on your light, babe. I'm on the dark side of the road. Still, I wish there was something you would do or say to try and make me change my mind and stay. We never did too much talking anyway, so don't think twice, it's all right. I'm walking down that long, lonesome road, babe. Where I'm bound, I can't tell. But goodbye is too good a word, gal, so I'll just say fare thee well. I ain't saying you treated me unkind. You could have done better, but I don't mind. Sort of wasted my precious time, but don't think twice, it's alright. It ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, like you never did before. It ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, I can't hear you. A child, I'm told, I gave her my heart, but she wanted my soul. Don't think twice, it's all right.
Don't think twice, it's all right. Sung by Peter, Paul, and Mary from 1963. Well, next up is something from 1987. It's Kathy Mattea, a wonderful country singer. And this song is called Going Gone. It's, well, I'll let it tell its own story.
But I had no one to return to as I wandered through the night. From the first time that I saw you standing silent by the shore, I knew my search was over, and I would look for love no more. Deep in the waters of love, I am falling, sinking like a stone. Making its way against the wind. from the place where I stand watching. I swear my ship is coming in. Oh, deep in the waters of love I am falling, sinking like a stone. Deep in my heart I can hear love calling. Going once, going twice,
Going Gone by Kathy Mattea. And, now I'm going to play a song that I played a few weeks ago, but I've been listening to it over and over, and I like it a lot. It's called The Way It Didn't Go by Terrence Martin. And little philosophy here. Physicists and science fiction writers have been recently being the last 20 years, writing about and talking about something called the multiverse or alternate realities, or the idea that our particular universe, our reality, is only one of many possible ones, and that there may be many coexisting, and we're sort of going through a thread into one of them, but perhaps they're branching off all the time, and that each choice we make actually splits into two universes, and we go on in both, and the one we're in right now is the one that reflects these choices. And that's what this song is about. It's called The Way It Didn't Go, and it's about all the things that didn't happen in our life but might have.
The life we might have led, it started on the corner where we never met. I nearly turned to you, you nearly turned to me, at the intersection of what is and what could be. What would have happened, we'll never know. That's the way it didn't go. I saw a child that might have had our name. He passed me in a crowd just the other day. He spoke some words, but none of them were clear. Our shadows nearly touched as he disappeared. Did he have your eyes? I'll never know. That's the way it didn't go. I'm not myself today, and you're not who you are. We're one lane over, riding in that car. They read a map, but they don't recognize the road. And if they think about us, they don't let it show. Where did they turn? We'll never know. That's the way it didn't go. Talk to the light you didn't run that day. The call you didn't answer, the unrequited dancer. You met her glance and turned away. Put it down lightly, you know how things can break. I can't forget the love we didn't. Sun that didn't rise through the window that's not there. The way it didn't fall on your face and on your hair. What did you dream? I'll never know. That's the way it didn't go. What might have been, we'll never know. That's the way it didn't go.
That's the way.
That's the way it didn't go.
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 That's The Way It Didn't Go by Terrence Martin. The path not taken. I often think, I'm sure we all do, about how life might have been had we made a different choice, a different job, a different girlfriend, a different spouse, a different boyfriend. Who knows what might have happened. But what did happen. And a friend of mine has a theory that says life is a bunch of facts thrown at you, and your job is to make a good story out of it, to make it an interesting, worthwhile story. You can't always control the facts that come shooting at you, but you can control how you put them into the story. So we're doing that, and that's a lot about the way it didn't go. Well, let's see. You've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baya. And I'd like to hear from some of you. If you'd like to give me, send me email, send it to HBAYA, that's my last name, Baya, BAYA, at EHC, Emory Henry College, EHC.edu. And let me know you're out there. And if you have any suggestions of things to play or things you'd like to hear again. So this is Wombats and Music. And I want to tell you a little bit about the show and what's been going on. I've been doing this show now about 5 years. And I have constantly sought songs that I love. And I find them every week. I find more, and I keep adding and adding. And now I have quite a collection. So when I want to find songs for the show, I just go back to the collection, and I can find songs from 2 or 3 years earlier. And I get a lot of fun with that, because these are all songs I really enjoy. And so I'll pick them out and listen to them and pick out a few to play in the next show. And then the readings are the same thing. I'm always looking for something interesting to read. Well, tonight I read Kurt Vonnegut's God Made Mud, and something I've always felt good about. And I've got some other readings coming up. I found a few more recently. I'm going through a lot of stuff in my garage, getting rid of junk, so you're going to get more Wombats. Well, I want to wish you all a good week and encourage you to do what I encourage you to do every week, and that is to celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.